So, welcome to the Anime Nano Podcast number 16. Whoa, I am Hang, the Basugasu Baku Hatsugai, your host. And with me today, or with themselves, are JP and Hino.
With themselves?
Well, you're in, like, the same place.
Okay.
Just like in the picture for the last podcast. Where I'm just standing there with a shirt that says H on it.
I could just as easily be Asian Plucky at Mitsuwa.
Wait, is Asian Plucky Asian?
I'm assuming so.
Oh, okay. So yeah, podcast today. Woo. What are we doing? Okay, let's go through our... Oh, let's look at our poll. So the poll, what is your opinion on Taiyaki? So we got 73 votes, which is kind of less than the past weeks, I guess. But the first choice, the number one choice, which got 40%, was Ugu! And then the next one was just Ugu. The third was Ugu. And then the last one was, like, Ugu! Yeah.
I definitely voted for Ugu.
Actually, Ugu and Ugu both tied with 18%.
Yeah. I think I'm voting for the second one.
What's the second one?
The one with the little, like, squiggly line at the end.
And you have to say it.
How do you say that? Ugu?
No, that was the third one.
Oh.
By the way that you said that, it doesn't sound like you're too excited about the Taiyaki.
It was okay, but I think the frozen one is better than the one they had at Mitsu.
So was the frozen one more like an Ugu than an Ugu?
Yeah.
With a stress on the U instead of the goo?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, well, I guess that just means that everyone's really excited about Taiyaki then. 40% voted Ugu. Hey, let's go to our first topics. So, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Dai news for this week, I think. I'm going to call this the Dai news. Mm-hmm. It's all the licenses that took place. Mm-hmm. Like, Keroro got licensed. How awesome is that? Except it'll take, like, 100 years for them to get to the latest episodes.
Aren't they up to, like, 170 or something right now?
Yeah, it's not quite One Piece, but...
One Piece. Well, not quite Naruto either.
Yeah, Keroro's only been running for, like, 3 years.
Actually, I only got to the, maybe the seventh episode or something until I stopped again. Even though I said I was going to keep going, but yeah.
It's just, like, really easy to watch. Just because all the episodes don't really, like, string together. And it's all just, like, Keroro acting like a dick. And, like, everyone being pissed off at him. And then him getting, like, his comeuppance.
Yeah, but it's like everyone loves Keroro, right?
Everyone hates Keroro. He's such a douchebag.
But they still love him.
Like, I get so glad
every... He's like Bart Simpson.
I get so glad every episode when, like, Keroro gets pwned somehow.
Oh yeah, so Joshikosei also got licensed the high school girl panty flash show.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, who do you think they're gonna, market that to, anyway?
People that like tampons and panties.
Like tampon humor.
That's gross.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, because they're not going to market to high school girls, right?
Actually, I don't know who they're going to license Keroro to, just because, like, it seems weird because it's like a 30-minute long Gundam commercial, and, like, ADV doesn't have Gundam. Sunrise has Gundam.
Uh-oh.
It's like they sold Keroro to them, like, and they're, like, getting paid to have someone else advertise their stuff.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
I wonder if it'll have ADV notes, like Pony Pony Dash is supposed to.
I don't know, are there that many references in it?
Well, just because it's like one long Gundam reference. You know, when they have like Keroro with like his blonde wig and his sunglasses and like a drink, and being like, it's because he's a spoiled child. And be like, oh man, Char!
Oh, see, I don't understand those, because I don't watch Gundam.
See, that's why you're missing out.
Yeah. Does Hino know about that?
I don't watch Keroro Gundam, so this whole conversation is beyond me.
Oh, do you watch...
That's because you're a girl, and girls don't like Gundam.
Well,
they only like Gundam Wing. Because, like, Super Robot Wars, Renewal Generation, Divine War said...
Girls like Gundam Seed because it's full of yaoi.
Women just can't understand the way that giant robots make men's passions flare.
Only yours.
That's why that line like made that show my favorite show this season.
Whoa. going on?
I was just moving my mic. Sorry. Okay.
So, well, like, Princess got licensed too. Isn't that the one with the cross-dressing guys in high school?
No, that was Gakko in Heaven.
No, that's Princess.
Oh, yeah.
Gakko in Heaven's the one with, like, the Vince guy's crotches close
yeah.
up.
Oh, okay.
That one got licensed too, though.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I only saw the first episode because I don't like seeing guys.
You know what I never got around to seeing? The Princess live action.
That was too bad. It was bad. Terrible.
Just, like, doesn't work, right?
It doesn't. It doesn't work in, like, real life. It only works in, like, anime.
Oh, Muteki Kanban Musume is, like, my favorite show of last season. My license. They're calling it, like, Noodle Fighter Miki?
Well, that's what the manga's called.
Yeah.
That's,
I think ABV has the manga.
Yeah, that's what they called it. They only, like, released one volume, though.
Really? Yeah, because ADV
Yeah, that's
sucks.
Why we hate ADV.
Because they licensed every manga title. Then they realized that you can't sell manga like that. And everyone gets pissed off because now they'll, like, never be able to get their manga.
And they're never going to finish Yotsuba To, Yotsuba Ampersand. Oh, Kashimashi, too. That one's pretty hot, I gotta say.
Hot like hot or hot like hot?
Hot like what?
Okay.
Dude, I tried to download the 13th episode of that, the OVA one, and like I kept on getting this weird thing, so I haven't even seen the last episode.
Oh, I didn't know there was like an OVA-only episode or whatever.
Yeah, apparently the tomboy chick wins, rather than the annoying emo flute girl.
Flute girl?
Yeah. Okay, so that's all the licenses. That's pretty cool. There's some good shows getting licensed. Like Keroro. Okay, so I saw this thing on the Anime News Service about some kind of otaku aptitude test. Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently like you pay, 3,000 yen? Mm-hmm. And then you can be verified as an anime expert or something.
Yeah, Japan like loves their standardized tests for like everything. If you get, like, the J-List emails, he, like, talks about them a lot, where, you know, he'll be like, oh, my wife this month, like, went to take her, like, level 2, like, an abacus exam, you know, like, because she felt like it. And he's like, you know, but I guess, I mean, I felt the same feeling when I finally passed my level 1, like, JLPT, like, 5 years ago.
But that's,
or
like, a real test, though, right?
Yeah, not
Japanese
like...
language.
How hardcore
but
are you?
It's really weird to me because Japan hates otaku so much, they make fun of them, and I don't understand why there's a test.
That's because otaku, the otaku chic from, because, oh, not because of, Densha Otoko.
I don't know, maybe it's just so, like, they can get money, like, more money from otaku.
Well, it's, like, not cool to, like, sit in your room all day and, like, fap to your figures, but it's cool to be like, yeah, I was in, like, Akiba, and I have this, like, plaid shirt that I'm wearing, like Densha wears. I'm like, oh, I know Keroro Gunso and Gundam. Not like, yes, well, I have played like all the anime that came out this month. My favorite scenario was the one with the Incho.
Hey, I like the Incho.
You get to do it like 4 times.
Incho's my favorite character. Yeah, they said that an English version might come out too.
Hmm.
Though I'm not really sure if any of us have a chance. That'd be a good way to figure out who gets to be on the Anime Nano podcast.
The podcast.
Except
test.
Then I wouldn't get onto it. So yeah, that might be not good.
That's why you have to have like the compensation test, where if you fail like the otaku test, you can take like the band camp test.
That'd be pretty awesome. I can get past that. I didn't win the drill down this year, though. Oh, you guys don't know what that
the
is.
The drill down? Is that like a dance off?
Kind of, yeah. Like they call commands until you screw up, and if you screw up, you have to get out of the block. And then the last one in the block wins.
Mm.
Yeah, and they call commands all fast. Okay, so that's, like, all the topics, I guess. I saw this one thing, it's, like, they're releasing this visual novel, like, engine called mm-hmm. the Blade Engine. Mm-hmm. So you can make your own arrow game if you want.
Don't they have one now? I forget what it's called.
There's one that's out, but I don't think it's as advanced as the Blade Engine.
This
I can't remember
like
the name
free.
Of
Yeah, that one's free also, isn't it?
I don't know.
Here it is.
The Wikipedia page for
like. Come on, this one is advanced. It features variables and if-else conditional statements.
Yeah, I don't understand your programming talk, but whatever.
That's because you're a girl, and girls are bad at technology.
Yeah.
You don't understand it either. You shut up.
I understand it.
Whatever. Alright, what's our next topic?
That's like all our topics, dude.
No, wait, what about the topic?
Oh, yeah.
Blogging drama.
Oh, yeah, oh, man. So there's way more blogging drama. This happens, like, every few months. Like, someone pretends that it's new to blog.
Somebody,
about.
Like, comes out from, like, the rock. They come from under a rock. They haven't been around for a while. And they come back and they, like, start a drama.
Well, they just start, like, complaining about how anime blogs aren't original and stuff.
Oh, Renpy, that's the name of it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, the engine?
The, like, older engine?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. What were we gonna do? We're gonna, like, discuss how, why we blog about anime?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just in, like, just, like, most of those blogs were like, well, we should write something other than anime summaries. Well, that's generally what blogs are about. That's how they started out, as anime summaries.
Until you realize that anime summaries are really boring, and you stop doing them.
Well, you don't have to do it for every episode. Like, some of mine are pretty half-assed, like the ones this week.
Well, so we've got, like, two players on different sides of the camp, right? Because JP pretty much only talks about random stuff, and then Hino only writes about episodes, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So are you going to fight each other now? Has this brought you two, like, has this separated you guys and, like, made you fight and stuff?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, fortunately she hasn't been, like, I don't like the way you're handling your blog.
We need to talk.
But this is important.
Yeah, typically my blog's just about, like, the first episodes of anime, and then during, like, the off-season where there aren't any new anime being shown, usually I just write random stuff. I haven't been doing that right now because I'm really busy with school, so I've just been, like, reviewing these random DVDs that I've been getting.
Yeah, for some reason, all the raw episodes have been coming out really late recently, and, like, by the time I finish downloading it, I have to go to bed, so I haven't had time to actually do any summaries. Like, I haven't even done this week's Bokura Gaita, I'm not even gonna bother doing it.
Because
I just missed the raw. I just missed the raw completely. I'm like, I don't know where the hell it was. And so my other summaries were like half-assed. I was like one picture and I'm like, there's a really short summary. Or like, go here to read this guy's summary instead. Or like, yeah. This was really half-assed.
How is it?
Bokura Gaita is no Kodocha.
Oh yeah, we've been watching Kodomo no Mosha. It's actually about the same director as Bokura Gaita.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, all I remember about that is that the girl's really super hyper and then there's that dude that's like kind of mean to her.
Yeah.
And then there's that bodyguard that, like, is in love with her or something. No, she's in love with the bodyguard.
That's her pimp. Yeah, that's her pimp.
Yeah. I'm still watching that, though. It's, like, really old, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I actually helped pants out back in the day.
Wow. Yeah.
When you were, like, 8?
No, when I was, like, 17 or 18.
Isn't it done by, Oh, that's when you weren't legal. Wasn't that done by, JC staff?
I think so. I don't remember.
Huh. Okay. Wait, what was our topic about? Oh, yeah, we were talking about our blogs.
Blog drama.
Yeah, so this topic always comes up. Like, it comes in waves. Like, I think that one guy wrote about it earlier even, and he pointed it out. Like, I just wrote about this 6 months ago, and it's the exact same thing. So
dude, that's what I thought. You guys I'm should like, stop I'm like, being didn't emo. We talk about this a while ago? Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm like, didn't we discuss this, like, a long time ago? It's because he, like, died for, like, 3 months and came back, and now he's like, blog drama, everybody's just boring. Just like, okay.
Yeah, he's got a knack for trying to cause drama.
Yeah, I just realized back in the day when I was like doing episode summaries, and I was like, you know, if it's not a show like My Otome or something where it's like, let's guess what's going to happen in the next episode, like, or Haruhi where it's like, ooh, let's like uncover the mysteries. You know, it's like, you know, I'm just not going to read other summaries just because there's no point.
Well, what about
the same?
What about Super Robot Wars?
Well, some people on my blog like read the summaries because they can't wait for the fan sub, so they read it as like a guide for watching the raw. So
yeah, that's the only reason I would watch or I would read these summaries. But I don't really watch any shows raw anymore. I don't really watch any shows anymore.
But then what's sort of weird is like when I look at like the like Google Analytics stats or whatever, like people want to read, like, the episode reviews, even if they're coming out, like, kind of late, like, there's already, like, you know, three other people that have talked about it or something, like, as opposed to reading, like, the editorials that, like, nobody is saying anything about.
Yeah, well, it's easier for people to get to read your blog from that, right? Because people aren't going to always look for, you know, the mise-en-scene of Keroro Gunso episode 6 or something like that.
Yeah, they just want to see me be like, yeah, Crescent Love or whatever sucked. I'm not watching it.
Yeah, like, see,
to say Super Robot Wars, which was awesome. And yeah, and they'll be like, ooh, this is so interesting.
I just wanted to use the word mise-en-scene again.
What about mise-en-abîme?
What?
Mise-en-abîme. It's like a show within a show.
Oh, okay. I gotta remember
perhaps
that.
Like Kodomo no Ono. Kodomo no Omocha in Kodomo no Omocha.
Oh, yeah, because she's, like, the host of the show. So I'm looking at the stats for, like, Anime Nano, like, the last whatever hits from search engines. And, like, yeah, here's Inukami 23 Summary, Tsubasa Chronicles Episode 52. So there's a lot of people still looking for just Episode 2, so.
Oh, okay.
And then a lot of hits on Basugatsu are, like, hentai. They have hentai in them because of that poll.
Yeah, you know, like, every hit that I get.
Negima porn. Black Blood Mine Brother fairy. Porn, hentai, whatever.
Black Blood Brother
Yuri
porn.
Girls Making Out?
I keep getting a lot of, like, hits for horny kids.
What?
I don't know. It's like an image search, like horny kids, at least to my blog.
Yeah, it's pretty funny sometimes seeing what you're, like, number one on Google for. Yeah, so I guess that's that. So the main point is, yeah, someone's gonna write about this, like, in 6 months again. So we can refer people to this podcast when that happens.
Yeah, I think kind of what happens, too, is that people go, like, people start blogs because they read, like, they're like, ooh, I can do this, and then they start doing it, and like, you know, this is kind of lame. I just want to, like, talk about anime.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's what happened, like, with me and with some other people.
I just clicked on, like, Osu's blog, and he's like, I saw the hottest Sakura ever, second next to Hinano or something.
Because when we were looking up the, like, ooh, what sort of weird things do people wink to search for
and
me
we
for?
Ran into, like,
and there was, like, six hits or something.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
In the last, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's so funny. Okay. What's our next? Is that our last topic?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
Move to the mailbag?
Yeah, let's check out the mailbag. What do we have?
Okay.
Andrew wants to know, so, Mahoraba, great anime and manga, or the greatest anime and manga?
Neither.
I think you'll have to put me down for great.
I really like that show. I really wanted to buy the manga, too.
Drop it after, like, 2 episodes.
What? That show is great.
It's not different than, like, Yowake Maya, Rudy Yurona, whatever.
No. Like, it has, like, everything.
Listen, if you were, like, an eroge connoisseur, you'd know that there are, like, differences between them. Unfortunately, I'm not, so I can't say what they are.
Right. No, like, the only thing it doesn't have is, like, an incho, I think. But it has, like, the guy with the dog puppet. It has a little kid who has to take care of her mom. It has the girl with multiple personalities.
Has a dog puppet?
Yeah, that guy has a dog puppet.
Wait, Mahoraba is a show with the girl with, like, the blue hair, right?
No, that's
every anime.
Wait.
She likes the blue hair and stupid, like, and she lives in this big, like, ryokan or this big inn with, like, a lake in the back or something.
Yeah. I think maybe JP is thinking of Mabu Raho.
No, I like
Mabu Raho. I like Mahoraba.
I always got those ones confused when they were both on my
Mabu Raho's the girl with the pink hair and, like, the magic crap.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Mabu Raho is, like, where the three girls all want his babies.
Hold on, let me look this up.
Quickly to the internet.
Oh, Mabu Raho. Oh, I like Mahu. Wait, I like Mahorabu. Wait, I'm so confused now.
You like Rabu Rabu?
Mahoraba. Mabu.
Yeah,
Raho.
I like Mahoraba, but I like Mabu Raho.
Mahoraba. No, you're thinking of Mabu Raho.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, that I didn't like Mahoraba, but I liked Maburaho.
Oh, I like Mahoraba, but not Maburaho.
Oh, okay.
I don't like either. Actually, correction, I don't really care about Mahoraba, but I hate Maburaho.
Why?
Yeah, Maburaho is pretty bad.
Because it's like every character like existed purely to be a fetish. Like that teacher, she's not like a teacher because she's a teacher. She's like a teacher so they can have like teacher fetish scenes.
Wait, didn't they have the teacher that like plays video games all the time? Or am I thinking of another one?
You're thinking of Azumanga Daioh.
No, there's one where the teacher like buys PlayStation all the time, or like she's like always buying the newest game. I think I'm too confused to answer this question.
Oh wait, then I'm confusing Maburaho with Maho Romantic. Oops. But I hate that one too.
I like Maho Romantic. What's the deal with you? Okay, let's move on.
I like Maho Romantic too.
Okay, so.
What's the next question? Oh, also. Minor? Are there any recent anime titles that are more fun to say than Basugasu Bakumatsu Kikan
Setsu? There's no Basugasu in that title.
Koheto?
The only one that's more fun to say than that is that one that I don't remember the title to because it's too long, but has Jotaro in it.
Oh, yeah. This,
but that
the ultimate...
was like last season.
Oh. Well, that's recent.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the ultimate, like, detective guy. Who says the bomb.
Madaraki Man. Oh, yeah, that was Man in the title, so obviously it's going to make me laugh.
I like trying to name drop Pumpkin Scissors whenever I can. Like, so did you see the last episode of Pumpkin Scissors last night?
That's the one show that I never want to say the name to because I hate it. Pumpkin awesome. Scissors.
I don't think anything I'm blogging has. Actually, you know what's really annoying? That's not fun. It's just annoying. Like Yowake Mai Yori Ruri Irona. Like that's just that Yori Ruri Irona part really annoys me.
Why? Because it's hard to say.
Actually, to me, the most fun title is Sumo Mo 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 Mo.
Sumo Mo 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 Mo.
Yeah.
I like Bobo 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 Bobo.
That one is also up on the list.
Bobo 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 Bobo. Like in the first episode, he like keeps on saying it. Oh, I think that one got licensed too, or it's like getting distributed now.
It's on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, but like they're distributing it now or something like that. I read about that. Yeah. So there's your answer. So Seth wants to know, hey, how do you get all those review copies of DVDs and manga? Okay, here's the answer. Himitsu. Oh, did
That's
you get
a terrible
that?
Answer.
What?
A terrible
he
answer.
Asked you how you get your anime review copies, not what your three sizes are.
So, no, pretty much I just, like, ask, and then they see my blog and how awesome it is, and they're like, okay, sure, here. And then I review it. So yeah, that's how.
Yeah, you watch those like review copies, but you still haven't watched your copy of the Sakura Wars movie.
Or Akira, or however you say it. Yeah, I still haven't seen this. Wow, there's like a big explosion on the back. And he's like wearing a jacket with a pill on it. I wonder what that means.
Next.
And there's this giant robot in front of Sakura Wars.
Like a gun tank.
What's a gun rock or a gun tank?
Yeah, I don't understand. Is this like an in joke?
A gun rock is the UC Davis Cal Aggie mascot horse thing.
Oh,
oh yeah.
A gun tank is like the mobile suit that Kaishi Den pilots in Mobile Suit Gundam, so therefore they are not like each other at all.
Okay.
Oh, thanks for explaining that, though. I would have just been like, I don't know.
Me either.
See, this is why you need, like, me on the podcast and not, like, your, like, Asian buddies.
Asian buddies. Dude, so I've been trying to, like, get scholarships and fellowships and stuff. So I'm, like, heading on down to the minority stuff, right? Like, minorities. But then they call it, like, underrepresented minorities.
Like,
which means no Asians allowed.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Because Asians are people, too.
Okay.
So Underwater Ray Romano says, I think this question was skipped. Is Hirano really a tsundere, and what's the derest thing she's ever done?
Why don't you answer that?
I don't know.
I think you do know.
No, I think I don't know. That's a bad question. I want to answer.
Someone else asked, what's his most soon thing? Ethan.
I bet if I answered those questions, I'd get, like, beat up. So, so I won't.
Dude, you'd get slapped and you'd have, like, a big red hand mark on your face?
And I'd, like, collapse in a heap on the ground, or I'd get, like, punched through, like, the ceiling.
And then you'd, like, fly into, a point, like a star.
I'd either fall into, like, yeah, one of those star thingies, or I'd, like, land in, like, the girl's bath.
And then you get punched again. And then you turn into a star.
Yeah.
Asian Plucky wants to know, have you ever gone through an I'm sick of anime phase, or a period of time when you simply didn't have time to watch any anime for months? Not for months.
I have. Oh my god. In 2004, when I was, like, my idol thing, when I was into, like, Johnny's and, like, bees and, like, obsessed with, like, Japanese boys, I totally gave up on anime. Like,
did you say you were obsessed with bees?
No, like, the insect, like, the group bees.
B, oh, okay.
Z. And, like, and, you know, the lead singer was, like, 40 years old, and I was like, he's so hot. So, yeah, I kind of stopped watching anime. I only watched, like, maybe, like, 2 series of that year, and that was it. But then 2005 came along, April, I got back into it.
I'd probably be a lot more anime to, probably be a lot more motivated to watch anime if, like, there were actually some good ones running right now.
Well, there's some good ones.
Not, like, during the spring when there were, like, 6 or something that I wanted to watch. Oh. Now there's, like, 1.5, whatever. 2.
I like the,
He fell asleep during Canon. I was so angry.
I like the wallflower.
I fell asleep during a lot of the stuff you try to show me.
Canon is good. Canon is still good.
Oh, I still need to watch 7. Canon, I totally thought that, like, the truck was going to run over the cat.
What?
I was going to be like, oh man, that's like the emotional power that, like, this show has. But everyone loves it. Because they run over the cats and they have to, like, deal with the consequences of their actions. Also, she's a
we got to be
bleep
dude,
that out. Oh man, you just spoiled it.
Bleep
Wait,
did
they show that in episode 7?
They give hints, but you have to bleep it out.
Well, she says, ow.
No, you have to bleep it out.
Also,
ow.
Yuichi, whatever his name is a tanuki.
No, he's not.
He has, like, he has gigantic balls. Nuts.
I thought he holds his harem so well, but anyway.
So, question 2 for me. How many hours have I logged on Disgaea 2? What's the best item? Oh man, I haven't played that in a long time, actually. I haven't beat it yet. Just kind of sad. I've probably logged, like, I don't know, like, at the beginning of the school year, I was able to play it and then slack off a little bit. So I probably played for, I don't know, 60 hours or something. Not really that much. Yeah, I need to get back into that. I still haven't spent as much time on it as the first Disgaea. Although I only beat that once and I didn't go through it a second time. I got, like, the middle ending. I didn't get the worst ending, but yeah.
The bad end?
Right. I didn't get the bad. Well, the bad end is still, like, pretty good anyway. Well, Floan dies. But anyway. What's the best anime for falling asleep to? For those of us who use anime as a sleeping aid. Not necessarily because it's boring, because it's soothing, relaxing, and helps clear the mind.
Happiness.
Canon. Everything else you show me.
I like the one, the kid with the charcoal on her head. Is that one called?
What?
Crayon Shincho.
Something tan? Can't remember the name.
Oh,
Bincho Tan.
Yeah, Bincho
Tan. Oh, that was terrible.
Wikipedia Tan?
Yeah, that one's good for falling asleep. I don't know what else.
Oh, happiness. Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah.
That's because happiness is stupid.
I still haven't watched any of that. That's one of the trap, right?
Song. Yeah.
I need to watch that.
They don't show much trap action anymore, which is why it's gotten really boring lately.
What do you mean by trap action? You mean like...
Like jokes surrounding the trap.
Oh, not like that CG set.
No.
The Green Crayon wants to know if I can do the entire Pokérap. Let's see. So I know like the first few. I know Electron, Diglett, Nidoran, Mankey, Venusaur, Rattata, Fearow, Pidgey, Sea King, Jolteon, something... Polyrath Butterfree.
Oh, I gotta turn, get my CD on played for
you. You have that on CD.
I do.
I have it too.
Loser.
Set up, kick your ass.
I have it too. To be a master.
To be a master. Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't know the whole thing though. I know Pidgeot, Arbok. That's all, folks.
I don't know it at all.
How many of the Pokemon do you guys actually remember? I remember like all the first ones. Like I have the poster with 150 of them.
I just remember, like, the ones Ash had, Pikachu, Bulbasaur, and Eevee or something.
He did not have Eevee.
But that was, like, Brock's, right?
What someone had?
Charmander. Brock had an Onix.
Charmander, Togepi, that was Misty. That's all I remember.
He had a, what was it? He had a Pidgey or something like that?
Yeah. I remember the first, like, 151, and then, like, the couple other ones that would randomly come up in things like Smash, like Pichu or Marowak or whatever.
Diglett. That's a random one I remember.
Yeah, I remember that episode of the Diglett. What?
Diglett is no Dugtrio.
Yeah, so Dugtrio is like three Diglets, right?
Diglett.
Oh.
Yes. I don't understand. Like, Dugtrio is just three Diglets. Like, do they somehow, like, get bunched together into one? Or, like, does it asexually divide
maybe,
or something?
Maybe they do, like combo.
Perhaps they use parthenogenesis.
Asexually. I think that's a question left up to the Pokemon researchers. So,
Professor Oak knows the answer.
Let's stop now before we make bigger asses of ourselves. Okay. My ass, I mean.
Professor Oak was so broken in the Pokemon card game. I think they had to ban it.
What did he let you do? Like, look through the deck?
You drew 7 cards.
Wow. I have a Pokemon collectible card game on Game Boy Advance.
Okay, we gotta stop the Pokemon chat. Let's move on.
I actually have a few cards, too. I could buy a starter pack. Ooh, I have a uncommon, like, Dragonair, too.
Okay.
Pokemon Chan.
Okay. So, moving on. Sana Jisushi's question.
Don't punch me, punch Hank.
She can't. So Haruhi is the new Sakura, which was a new Rei. Do you notice that more and more characters have the same name, or at least two memorable characters with that name become popular? Nah, probably not. It's just a coincidence.
If I, like, took the time to look up when things first started coming out, like, maybe we'd be able to answer that question. It's just because all this stuff has to be prepared so far in advance that, like...
Well, yeah.
You can't really, like, try to, like, catch a, like, moment of popularity or something.
Well, like, the Ouran manga was made a long time before the,
It's just that it all came out as an anime form around the same time.
Yeah, it's just a coincidence.
Like, Haruhi from Happiness, Haruhi from Haruhi, and then Haruhi from Ouran, so...
And there's, like, a Yuichi in,
Happiness, more like trappiness.
Was it, there's a Yuichi in canon, and there's a Yuichi in, what was it? Oh, I can't remember now. There's another Yuichi.
He does not appear to be a very memorable Yuichi, then.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that Yuichi, both of the Yuichis aren't really that memorable. Except for the fact that he has, like, a huge cheek in the first one. They switched.
That's because I noticed actually in the first one they tried to keep his character design within the same like area or region or whatever as the others, the girls. But in the new one, you notice that his character design is like different than the girls.
Yeah, it's a lot different. Yeah.
I also like how the new canon, and I know they say this every time, but they don't have those like gigantic chins.
They're not quite as big.
They still have something, but not as big.
Oh, now I gotta figure out who that Yuichi is.
Yuichi-kun!
You guys talk amongst yourselves while I look this up.
Okay.
We can talk about how, like, there were, like, chins with faces on them.
My cousin...
You can find that picture.
My cousin, like, sent me this,
chins with faces.
My cousin sent me this picture of, like, Yuichi, except, like, the chin has been altered to be, like, seriously gigantic.
Yeah, that's probably the one that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I don't know if he made that or if he just found it.
Your cousin sent you anime.
Oh, and it was in Hanbun Suki. It was or Hansuki, yeah. The guy who is in love with the sick girl. His name's Yuichi. Yeah.
The person has like hepatitis in that show. Like that's not hot.
Well, it's not like the STD.
Wait,
hepatitis.
He has hepatitis.
Wait, is there an STD hepatitis?
That's hepatitis C, I think.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's.
I don't understand the Japanese. I don't understand Japanese medical terms, so I had no idea what disease he had.
Yeah, he had some kind of hepatitis, like it was B or something.
So what? It's like note to self: do not watch Blackjack.
Blackjack.
That's like the medical drama anime that.
I didn't like the animation of it. So.
Osamu Tezuka.
The father of manga.
Whatever, Tezuka.
Whatever. Okay. why don't we just, you know, move on?
Okay, then the whole show should be like that episode. Replace like that episode with about that character or about that character falling on the ice. What? Is this phrase actually true? What would happen if producers took it as an honest opinion? I'm assuming
actually that was totally the case with Haruhi, because it seemed like early on in the show, people's like opinions would like change a lot, like every episode, because like they were all so totally different, like the movie episode, and then like the like next episode where it's sort of like the first episode, and the ones where they're like revealing all the like mysteries, and then the ones where it's like, oh, random side trip to like the island. Like, everybody seemed to like different episodes. Like, I wanted the entire show to be like the Mikuru no
Okay. I hated the Day of Sagittarius. That was one of my least favorite episodes.
Oh man, it should have so been like that every time.
Wait, what was that?
Which one was that? That stupid video game.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
It should have been in the video game, like the entire show.
Whatever.
Whatever, that's because you don't like boy things, like video games and like naval battles.
I like video games. Like,
naval battles are so awesome in anime, especially in like the space operas.
Whatever.
I love when like the like guy on the bridge or a bridge bunny like spins around to tell like the captain an urgent message. And the captain has to make like an important decision that probably will have like grave consequences and like require like a sacrifice. And don't interrupt me when I'm getting like really excited about naval battles. Anyway, yeah, that's really awesome.
Okay.
And he usually has to like entrust his lieutenant to make like an important decision. He doesn't like want to at first because he wants the captain to try to like save the ship, but then he like understands that it has to be done, and okay. Then everybody does it.
Like in Full Metal Panic.
Full Metal Panic, pretty cool.
Kind of like that, but like more intense.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Next question. Spin-off OVAs and movies. Is it better practice to cut some characters out and devote more time to the story, or to make sure every character... What?
Yes, it's better to cut the actors out.
I think this one was, like in response to the Rosa Maiden one, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Oh, how it's, like, a Suigintō one?
Yeah, and they wanted more Soiso Oseki or something.
It's like, only bad when they focus on one character. That's, like, pretty crap.
And by that, you mean it's only bad when they focus on one character that you don't like. Like, I really like the recent Full Metal Panic OAV.
Oh, I hated that. What about Tessa? Ew,
yes,
I hated
that was
so
awesome.
Much. I hated it. She's a whore.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
She's a hoe. Because something should be with Chidori.
Oh.
OTP war.
I think you should get with the, Incho.
The Incho?
Is there one?
I don't think there is
There's
one.
One with glasses
in
that takes pictures
I
a lot.
I thought there was one.
In what?
Oh, yeah, there was one.
In, like, Fumofu, I thought there was one.
But she liked that other guy with the long hair.
Oh. Whatever. Oh, Mark wants to know if watching Samurai Pizza Cats and Sailor Moon counts as watching anime.
Yes! Sailor Moon does anyway.
It does if you're, like, trying to, like, sound cool, but, like, and not understanding that you're not cool by saying that.
Well, Samurai Pizza Cats doesn't count, but Sailor Moon does.
Oh, and was there any anime that has such bad ending that fans force the animators to make another better ending?
Evangelion?
That wasn't bad.
Well, the TV show had a bad ending, and then...
That was not a bad ending.
It was.
You just don't understand, like, Lacanian psychoanalysis.
You mean people sitting in chairs in dark rooms for, like, 20 minutes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Also, sounds like an otaku. Eon had an episode sort of, like, a thing like that where they made, like, a movie after the, like, because the show got, like, canceled or whatever, so they had to have, like, the fake wrap-up ending. I haven't gotten to watch the entire show, though. I've only seen, like, half of it. I have it all downloaded, though.
Yeah, generally, like, when they finish a series that still has stuff left, like, they make the ending really bad, but then they just make a new season, right? That doesn't count, I don't think. Because they're doing the ending so bad that fans will want another second season. Like, those reset endings and stuff.
You mean with, like, what's that show called? The show about the ninjas. Oh, Kagekara Mamoru?
Yeah, that was lame.
The best possible ending for every show is when they have, like, the Animal House ending, like they did with Nanoha A's, where they, like, say what happens to everybody afterwards.
Oh, yeah, I like those kinds.
I like the ones where everyone just dies.
Okay. Like, how many shows end like that?
Like, Moromatic?
Wait, not everybody just died.
Yeah, they do.
No, they didn't. They all, like, lived.
Moro Medic dies, and then the kid gets all, like, bitter, and then he dies.
I think you're thinking of, like, Saishoheki no Kanojo.
Well, everybody does die.
Saikano, everybody does die, yes, but not in Moro Medic.
A lot of the Gundams, everybody dies.
Well, the second season of Moro Medic, they had that ending, but I don't think that's a real ending.
Huh? It was like either there was either an OVA to it, or there was like a few years later they showed like what happened or something.
No, well, yeah, a few years later, but then like everyone died.
Zeta Gundam has a lot of people die at the end, and Victory Gundam, and in Ideon they like destroy the entire universe.
That's probably the best ending ever.
It has a mecha that can, like, so cut planets in half with its sword.
That's so emo. Everybody does.
Does the sword have, like, cities on it? People living on the sword? To, like, keep the sword intact and stuff? Like, keep it running?
That's weird.
Shut up. Anyway,
it's not weird.
Are we done?
I don't know. Are we? Are you still getting shocked by your headphones?
What?
Are you still getting shocked by your headphones?
No.
Okay.
I'm just, like, getting nauseated sitting here because I'm partially sick.
Because you're so close to JP.
You're going to barf on
me. It's your time to throw up, yeah. All right, well, I guess I'll do it for today, then. Cool. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for podcasting. Here, no JP.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. All right, see you later.